Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. Thank you so much for joining us. And at the very beginning, I just want to say if you find this information useful, we would encourage you to share this podcast. You can direct people to KRDO.com, click on the podcast page. You can email it to them directly yourself if you'd like to. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, if you're unfamiliar, maybe this is the first time you've heard this broadcast, has so many wonderful resources for active duty military veterans, their families, and they do so many good things. Almost everything they do is provided free of charge because they have a lot of benefactors who help fund Mount Carmel. They're located on the west side of Colorado Springs at 530 Communication Circle. That's off 8th Street if you're familiar with the area. Our first segment is going to be with Cindy Skaggs. And Cindy, welcome to KRDO.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And I understand you're a teacher.
I am. In fact, I teach for PPCC. I also teach in an online MFA program.
Excellent. Now, PPCC, if you're listening from out of the area, is Pikes Peak Community College.
Yeah, and I've been there for several years. Absolutely love it. Love the students and the environment. Lots of military veterans, lots of non-traditional students, so works out well for everybody.
Now, you're teaching a writing class, but this isn't just basic writing. Tell us about what you're doing at Mount Carmel, please.
This is kind of a fascinating program, and I wasn't familiar with it before I was approached by Colorado Humanities. But what we teach is what we call expressive writing workshops. They're not creative writing. The goal of it is to get out the emotions and the traumas of past events so they quit circling around in our heads. And the goal is something like if you are used to doing a fast or something like that, it's like that, where you're going to have some emotional hangover a little bit after writing about these emotions and traumas, but eventually it clears your body of the toxins so that you can progress through life without dealing with those traumas and emotions constantly circling in your head.
So once you put it down on paper, it's kind of like a cleansing process, is that right?
Exactly right. So the idea is we go through a series of prompts and they go kind of deeper into the different emotions. And it once it's down on paper, we as human beings, we like to tell a story. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the traumas or the emotions keep circling in our head because it doesn't make a coherent story. So when we get it on paper, we're starting to see how the story fits together, and it helps to kind of purge it. The brain, once you tell the story, the brain says, okay, it's on paper. I don't have to remember it anymore.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It has been a great learning experience for me.
Well, tell us, give us an idea of just a little bit of the course. If you were doing an instruction right now, what would you be telling people?
So I start by telling them kind of the advantages of what we do. So there's been a lot of research done that talks about the advantages of expressive writing. And we do a series of four prompts that we work through, and we take them deeper into the emotions. I start by explaining the value of it and what we're hoping to gain out of it, what they can see from it. Then we're trying to teach them a tool they can use outside of talk therapy or any art therapy or anything else they've done, that they can pull it out when they're dealing with an emotion that kind of sideswipes them. And we go through a series of several prompts over the course of 2 hours, and the end prompt is designed to sort of help them take control or take sort of affirm what they've gone through so that they don't leave their kind of emotionally under a dark cloud. They're able to purge it. And then the next week we go through a different series of prompts so they can experience deeper layers of what they're dealing with. It can be PTSD. It can be traumatic brain injuries, chronic pain. All of those things are what students tend to write about, or in this case, just veterans tend to write about, or veteran families. So it's open to veterans, their families. I've had several spouses, male and female veterans, that are wanting to find a different way to deal with what it is that they're struggling with. And it works comparable to talk therapy. The difference between writing it down and talk therapy is that sometimes when we talk to someone about our emotions or our traumas, we hold back because we don't want to be judged or we're ashamed of what we say. But because these are strictly belong to the people who are there, we never look at them. It allows them to be fully honest about their emotions and get them out so they're not hoarding them and feeling sort of dark and depressed.
This could even deal, let's say someone had a childhood trauma, maybe something of some kind of abuse or something like that, that could also be part of this. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely true. And I have had several students who've experienced that. It helps them to kind of purge it. Sometimes those things kind of sideswipe us. Mm-hmm. And I have at least two students that have dealt with past abuse from childhood that they're getting out through this. And then what they're finding is that when they first get there, they're kind of uncomfortable. Like they're not sure they're doing it right, which it's writing. Whatever you write is correct. But as they come back week after week, what they're seeing is they're recognizing their patterns. They're starting to see how they can change their behavior, because obviously you can't change the past. You can't change the abuse or the trauma or the stressor that's bothering you, but you can change your reaction to it. And so they're learning a tool to deal with those things so they don't go into that same negative cycle.
And talk about some of the success you've seen after people take this course.
Oh my goodness. So I can't tell individuals because we were really big on this is
confidential.
Exactly. But what I can say is that they are telling me that they're feeling less depressive symptoms, and that's what studies show is less depression, less dependence on whatever your coping mechanism, be that alcohol, drugs, pot, whatever it is, because they found a different way of handling their situation. And really, they can take it with them anywhere. I have one person who has told me repeatedly that she takes this and she will go to a park or somewhere and go through the prompts as if I were there so that she can deal with things between sessions so that she has a chance to basically not hold it up and have a mental break somewhere else. She's able to deal with it in the moment, and it helps her to be less tense, less stressed out.
Now, you said these are multiple sessions?
Yeah, so the idea with it is you can come to any session that you want. Our goal is for at least four sessions because we teach them a series of four, and studies show that series of four is what helps break the cycle from that emotional trauma or stressor. Mm-hmm. And then after that 4 weeks, I've had people come back and they deal with a different trauma if they want. Now, we've also had students come for just one session, and they're learning the process, and then they can take it home and work on it in their privacy of their own home.
Now, you said they do it sometime in the privacy of their own home, but does anyone do any writing at Mount Carmel itself?
We do, yeah. So that 2 hours is the time that we do it at Mount Carmel. So it's from 4 to 6 on Fridays, and we teach them the kind of the prompts that go into those emotions so that they can take it elsewhere. But I have several people who just come to Mount Carmel and just do it there.
Now, does someone have to pre-sign up? How do you get into this course?
We just want people to show up. Okay. So the deal is they can just show up on Fridays from 4 to 6. We're doing it now through March. Colorado Humanities is the one who organized this, and they have a grant to help us finish the program out at least through March. And if somebody just wants to come in, they can go through one session with us there. If they want additional information or they kind of want that warm fuzzy of having a person, like talk to somebody about it beforehand, they can email me at cindy@cskaggs.com and I will get back to them about it. The information is also on Mount Carmel's webpage and Colorado Humanities webpage.
All right. And the webpage, by the way, is veteranscenter.org. That's veteranscenter.org. The phone number, 719-772-7000. Sounds like a fascinating program. And Cindy, you're doing some good work. And I have had the opportunity to speak with a lot of people over the years that have developed PTSD after being deployed.
Yeah.
And it is a serious issue, and helping them move forward is very important.
Oh, it is. So I am an Air Force veteran, and I've always been passionate about veterans' issues. And when I first started teaching, I was teaching at a night school, and I had a student who couldn't sit through the class. He had to stand in the back because he'd been injured. He'd been a helicopter crew chief, and they landed so hard so many times he couldn't sit.
Wow.
And I had some PTSD, people with very nonspecific illnesses, and they would write about it in their writing classes. And it started, I started getting frustrated that there weren't more opportunities for them to deal with some of these issues. So what Mount Carmel's doing and what these expressive writing workshops are doing is really, really good for veterans.
That's terrific. Well, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. It was good, and some great information. Again, thank you. Doing great work. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA. Proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. I'm very excited about our second segment because we're going to be talking about Military Financial Peace University. And if you're a listener to KRDO News Radio, you know Dave Ramsey has heard 1 to 4 o'clock right here. And Dave Ramsey has developed Financial Peace University, but there's a military version to that. And joining me now is Mark and Mary Schuster. Mark is a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps. Welcome to Marine Corps Reserve. Welcome to KRDO.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's glad to have you here. I understand you have 4 family members who have served in the Marine Corps. And let's go ahead and get into Financial Peace University. How did you get involved with this?
So we got involved in 2014. We found ourselves 1 year into our marriage with $50,000 in consumer debt and no plan for the two of us to get on the same page. And we found Dave Ramsey's podcast and went through the Financial Peace University. And in a matter of 10 months, we actually paid off $50,000 in consumer debt together.
Wow, that's a lot of money in 10 months. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we figured out how to work as a team, which was really important.
So there's go ahead, Colonel, please.
No, what I was going to say is what worked, I think, for me was that the first thing we did was when we decided to do this together is we figured out our why. Why did we want to do this? Why was it important to us? What were our goals? Once we established our why, it actually became quite easy because then we found the discipline to stick to the plan and work it together. And that's one of the most important first steps for a couple or an individual is figure out your why, because this is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. You have to be willing to make sacrifices, but it's only in the short term. Most people who go through Financial Peace University will pay off $5,300 of debt and save almost $2,800 in that first 2 years. So it's not an entire lifetime of struggle.
So these principles Dave Ramsey teaches work.
They totally work, yeah. And that first 9 weeks that Mark was talking about where you pay off and you're able to save, it's just a huge lifestyle change. It's a lot of things that we don't look at on the day-to-day, but when you actually decide that you have had enough, and anybody who's listened to Dave Ramsey knows that you've had that I've had it moment, and that's what you're really looking for, whether you're a single or whether you're in a couple, is to figure out, like Mark said, the long-term why, and then short-term what you're willing to kind of sacrifice. And through the class, we're able to sit down with all of our families as a big team, and then everybody's able to really kind of figure out what it is that they're willing to do, the pace that they want to work at. And as they learn principles, we've watched enormous change in families. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I apologize. Those numbers I gave, that's in a 9-week course, up to $5,300 on average paid off in those first 9 weeks. So thanks for clarifying, sweetheart.
Is there anything different as far as the military version of Financial Peace University? And now, because you're teaching this at Mount Carmel, which is for active duty military veterans and their families, but are any of the teachings different at all?
Great question. The program is no different than what Financial Peace University is taught at churches and other areas. The big difference is that we do not market any products, so there's no sales pitching going on. And Mary and I, since we are a military family, we have devoted ourselves to helping military families. So any active duty, reserve, or former military, their dependents, their family are welcome to come to this class. And we completely focus on the principles and the teachings, and we don't talk about any products.
Interesting.
For me, a big thing is that we really consider ourselves a safe space, too. We make sure that our families are protected, that their private information is protected. And if they share anything with us personally, it's up to them if they want to share it with the class or if they never want to share it. But even if they never speak or they never give any information in the class, just to receive the information sometimes is all it takes in order to make that change.
Tell us about how the partnership with Mount Carmel came to be.
Yeah, the partnership with Mount Carmel started when Mary and I relocated to the Colorado Springs area for her work, and I left an aerospace manufacturing job in Southern California, and during my search for new work in the community, I became a customer of Mount Carmel. I had a peer navigator. I participated in the networking groups. I participated in the resume building and all the things that Mount Carmel offered, and I developed not only a professional working relationship as a customer, but I also developed great friendships with everybody that works at Mount Carmel and all the hard work they do. That led me to participating in Prep Connect. And then upon finding my new job 2 years ago, I just became a volunteer. And one day I was working with the staff, and Mary and I had wanted to facilitate financial peace for many years, but we did not want to do it in a church environment. Our passion is our veterans and our military. And I mentioned to Mary, maybe Mount Carmel would be interested in offering this. And when I spoke to the leadership, not only were they interested, they had been looking for somebody willing to provide the financial peace military course, and it was a very natural relationship. And the amount of support that the leadership from Bob McLaughlin all the way down to every single volunteer and employee at Mount Carmel has been tremendous. And we're now entering our third year and our sixth course starting in January or this month. And it's been a wonderful partnership and relationship. And their sponsorship has made it possible to make this program very affordable for our military families.
Now, each class is 9 weeks long. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Now, 9 weeks every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We start at 6:30, and we go to 8:30, and we are very diligent about keeping our time schedule. We know that the families are, sometimes they have to have babysitters in order to come, and so we try to be extremely aware of our time schedule, so we start promptly at 6:30.
Can you share any success stories of folks who have gone through this and how they may have changed their lives?
Yeah, we have one family in specific who started out, a young couple in the Army. And they had several car notes and some other consumer debt. I believe it was, a house in another state. They ended up paying off just short of $40,000 and then getting transferred out to Italy. So they were able to move to Italy with zero debt. And they actually ended up starting their family and being extremely successful, absolutely no being held back by any consumer debt or a former home that they had had. They were just able now to be able to be free of their debt and doing everything in Europe with their new child that they could possibly do. We have had contact with them, and it's exceptionally successful and wonderful to see those types of things.
Yeah, I think the other part to that, Mike, is that this young soldier and his family, they were deciding whether to continue his career. He was at about 7 to 8 years. And this was when the military went to the blended retirement system. And because they were able to decide what their why was, they paid off all their consumer loan debt. They sold the home in the other state, which was way too risky for them. And they literally decided to re-enlist, and now they not only have all of their savings and emergency savings in place, they're fully funding their blended retirement system, TSP, and their financial future in the Army, and when they retire has put them on a track that by the time they retire in their 60s, they will be very, very wealthy and able to give back. So tremendous stories like that. We have other stories of families that in less than 24 months, they're on pace to pay off over $100,000, and they are on a straight commission income earning work. So it's tremendous.
And that is outstanding. Tell us from your perspective, when you paid off that $50,000 in debt, what did that do to your life?
Oh my gosh, it changed everything. I mean, our communication was better. You know, people don't want to talk about money, but money is your dreams, it's your hopes, it's going on vacation, it is the next car you want to buy. And because we're able to have no debt and to focus all of our income on whatever it is that our next dream is, we really have a tremendous ability to have a wonderful communication. It's really solidified our marriage. We've now been married for almost 7 years, and there's no fear talking about money. There's no fear spending money. We have total control over everything. It's amazing. You see other people in your lives who hide things or will buy gift cards at the grocery store so that they can go shopping for a shirt because they don't want to tell their spouse. But if they put it into the grocery budget by being sneaky, then they can have that thing. And we just don't do that. It's incredible.
I think the other part, too, Mike, is that at each year that we continue working this type of lifestyle for ourselves, we've been blessed, for whatever reason and whatever beliefs, in more opportunities for us. And it's led to the opportunity for us to be facilitators at Financial Peace Military. And we are so blessed to be a part of changing people's lives. It's remarkable to see people turn themselves around financially, because in our culture, finances are so much of a stress point for individuals and families. And when that stress is removed and your finances actually don't become a burden anymore, but they become a blessing, and you see what you can do with your resources, it is a life-changing experience. And more importantly, we're able to help change other people's lives.
If someone's listening right now and maybe they have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of debt and they're, you know, despairing about it, what is your message to them?
You're not alone. There are so many families. When we start the class, one of the things that we do is we get the total number of debt that we have, and we'll have a class that has 12 families in it, and consumer debt, no house mortgages involved in it, will have in the hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. And we're able to look at that class and say, if you're carrying 50 or 80 or 100 or more $1,000 in debt, you're not alone. There are so many people out there that are like you. And we have people that range from $5,000 in debt, upwards of $200,000 in debt, just consumer debt, between student loans and credit cards and personal loans and cars. There are so many things that people are in debt towards. And so our message is just, you're not alone. Please don't feel like you're alone. Come to the class and share your burden, and then share your successes as the 9 weeks goes on.
And I would also tell them that, just like my wife said, is not only you're not alone, but it's normal to have fear, and we are no different. Remember, we started out just like them. We simply tell stories and share experiences. And by having a support group, by having other people that help you recognize that everybody's normal, nobody's done anything wrong, you simply have put yourself or gotten yourself in a situation because of normal everyday life. Nobody's done anything wrong. You're not a failure. You're just normal. And we want to help show you that there's other ways to live your life financially, and we're there to help. So this is a help and support group, if anything. We still have families that come and work with us and tell us their stories. We're still working with families from 2 years ago. So we will never let them down, and we're always there for them.
Well, for those folks who are listening right now, Mark, what is your message to them is if they'd like to join the course? What do they need to do?
They just simply need to call Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, tell them that they'd like to sign up for the Financial Peace Military course that starts on January 15th. Simply pay the registration fee. It's only $25 for them and their spouse or a child. All the materials will be provided for them on that first night. Show up at 6:30 p.m. at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center on 15 January. And I would tell them, just come with an open heart and an open mind. Don't make any changes until you finish the class, because there's so much information that comes at them that it can be overwhelming. And just trust yourself and trust whatever your belief structure is. This works. Over 6 million families have been through it, and we're here to facilitate and support. And we'd love to see them, but seating is limited, so please call right away.
All right, and the number at Mount Carmel, we'll go ahead and get that out, is 719-772-7000. That's 719-772-7000. But just wanted to let folks know, too, if they've got a mortgage, the one thing that Dave Ramsey does teach is he's okay with you having a 15-year mortgage. He's just talking about the other debt.
Correct.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He definitely goes over that in the course. It's one of so it is definitely something that Dave addresses, and he addresses in the class and in the course framework, as well as retirement, savings. It's very dynamic. Like Mark said, we encourage our students not to make a whole lot of changes in those 9 weeks, just to come to be inspired, to learn, and then once they feel comfortable and they understand why, and when they understand their own why, then they can start making those changes.
And that $25 registration fee is much cheaper than if you were to go get this course somewhere else.
Yeah, I believe that the course out in town is just over $100. And because of Mount Carmel's amazing sponsorship, we're able to allow our families to do it for just $25, which is incredible. We're so grateful.
And with that, also, Mike, please let our listeners know, once you finish this course, you are welcome back to retake any lesson for any length of time for as long as you want. And we have repeat students because these are life changes and behavior changes. And so they don't just have to do the 1 to 9 week course. They can come back at the next course or any other individual course that they want in the future. So they're in for life with us.
That's terrific news. Well, again, thank you for joining us today. We've been talking to Mark and Mary Schuster and teaching Military Financial Peace University. One more time, Mark, when does the next class start?
15 January. It's coming up soon.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a full class.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore. And together, we smile.